And what O'Leary calls capitalism, though, has nothing to do with the statistic of the world's poorest. To claim that all the world's poor need to do is to pull themselves up by their bootstraps is pretty naive when you consider that they don't have any boots. In fact, I want to tell you why O'Leary's statement was so ludicrous right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. When Shark Tank's Kevin O'Leary refers to the news that the world's 85 richest people actually possess more wealth than the world's 3.5 billion poorest as fantastic, the statement rings of ignorance. The 3.5 billion people on the planet who live in the poorest nations live in places such as Sierra Leone, Somalia, Ethiopia, Afghanistan, Cambodia, Indonesia, and we could go on. These people live on $1.25 a day. The truth about abject poverty is that capitalism isn't even an option for these people. The resources of the poorest nations may be taken advantage of by rich multinational corporations. Poor nations' assets may be pledged as collateral in loans from the World Bank. When corrupt local governments allow the national resources in poor nations to be plundered, the citizens don't have an engine to build wealth. Lack of infrastructure, rampant corruption, and little access to formalized education keep a bright, entrepreneurial person in a third world country from ever achieving any wealth. To pretend that these people have opportunity to become anything they desire and that it's only a lack of will that holds them back is simply ignorant. Be sure to check out our stories, stories that affect your liberty, by finding me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. free memberships, and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Continuing our conversation with Traderx and Midorx, occult whistleblowers and researchers, and we're glad to have them on the show tonight. Traderx, let me ask you about the Georgia Guidestones. Where did they come from?
I really have no idea yet. Everyone asks me about the Georgia Guidestones, and it's one area of research I haven't gotten to yet as far as my particular, what I've looked at. I know about them. I could speculate. It's interesting, the location, I've heard the most wildest speculations with regards to it, so I wouldn't want to appear to, be presumptuous or with regards to it. I could only speculate. What's your theory, Bob? I'd like to hear that.
Well, who was it that they accredit the Georgia Guidestones to? Was it J.C.? Was that
one? Yeah. I've heard that. I've also heard that Ted Turner was credited with building the Georgia Guidestones.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me. It is in his home state of Georgia.
Not far from Atlanta.
Yeah. I don't know. I think certain tenants in the Georgia Guidestones are what get a lot of people concerned. And specifically the idea of population reduction, having the Earth's population under, 500 million?
Yes, that's right. I've heard the same thing, the population reduction, and that is something that rubs everybody the wrong way naturally, myself included. As a father of four children, who would make such decisions? That's ridiculous. And then, of course, what you're left wondering is, are these programs already in effect in vaccinations, in various medical treatments like chemotherapy, in food additives, in all the, the plethora of issues and subjects you've chronicled right on your show for years now.
Midorx, that's also a great concern to you, right?
Of course. Absolutely. Sorry, you kind of caught me off guard. I was just spacing out for just a second on what he was saying. Go ahead.
Sure. There's lots of eugenics around us everywhere we look, whether it's in our food supply, our water supply, or in our air. But let me ask you about the country of Israel. A lot of people believe strongly that, including myself, that there are Zionist interests running amok in our world today and are behind, as a special interest group at the very least, many of the wars and many of the conflicts. Is this something that you're concerned about? And if so, is there an occult connection to the State of Israel and the Zionist politics that goes along with it?
Bob, I've heard this, again, so much. And from my perspective, I would posit, I would put forward to anyone, I would match that with this. I don't believe it is a racial group that is involved, at least not the Zionist racial group that we all are aware of. I believe that it is an ideological group, like the global power elite, to use a term, or the dark cult of mystics, or whatever you want to call them. And I think they cross all racial boundaries. Across all gender, everybody in that group is committed to that no matter what their background. It's not like that. But I would say that it is on an economic level. I mean, if you want to point the finger, I'm pointing it at the banksters. I'm pointing it at the individuals who are involved in pharmaceutical corporations and who are involved in corporations like Monsanto and General Mills and nutrition organizations. That's where I point the finger. And those people have all races working for them, don't they?
I would say so. And I want to make a distinction here. I don't consider Zionism and the certain players involved to necessarily be of a race or ethnic group or religion for that matter. So I think there's a distinction that needs to be made there. And speaking of religion, what about the Vatican?
Wow, I mean, big changes going on there these days, huh? This new pope, he's quite the man. He's quite the radical, maverick, libertarian
Jesuit. He is a Jesuit.
Yeah, he's also a Jesuit, the first Jesuit pope, I believe. And, of course, you know, Jesuits have had their hands in things going back to the beginning of, Western culture, at least, and also modern civilization, European anyways. I mean, the Jesuits, every key operative or individual or group of individual, if you look past all the way back to the beginning of the millennium, the first millennium, I think that there's connections there with this group. I trace it, and I've used the research of guys like John Lamb Lash, his work, Not in His Image, and metahistory.org. Very, very informative resources there, dealing with the Gnostic material and the restoration of a whole bunch of insights into orders and initiatory rites. And he basically sees a rise in the time of ancient Persia with the Zoroastrian cults, who basically formed what could be oversimplified as the Illuminati and the Illuminator, the Illuminators and the Illuminati. And this is where we get back to my main thesis, that there's actually a productive side of things, not just the negative aspect. But looking at it very general right now for the sake of this conversation, these two groups use the same toolbox to accomplish different goals. The one group, Illuminators, as it might sound, are geared towards helping a person to self-actualize and fully realize their potential, to illuminate, to be a foster parent, not foster F-O-S, but P-H-O-S-P-E-R, as in phosphorescence or light guide. The other group, the Illuminati, would be those who are trying to bind their adherents into a counterclock rabbit hole-like puzzle, stereoma, false reality that can never really be understood or solved. You know, to basically just enchant or otherwise captivate the mind. I mean, we already know that in general in society, entertainment does that for us. Entertainment as a word literally means to captivate the mind. So we know that it goes on, but this is on a more specialized level. This is for those people, the small percentage of our society with the aptitude to look towards symbolic instruction as a form of transformation. And in those spiritual schools, no matter what they are, there are, I believe, two factions that are silently, secretly, and hiddenly performing this task. One group moving people towards self-actualization, the other moving people towards a binding. And the problem today is that the group that's binding folks has really taken the lead.
Right. I want to give some time to you trying to convince both myself and my audience of the light involved with these secret organizations. But before we get to that, why, if they're so positive, are they underground or in the dark? Wouldn't they be open and for everyone to consume if they really did have so many benevolent aspects to them?
Well, I think you're confusing and clouding a couple of different issues there. The benevolent aspects, are you referring to like the charitable organizations and that sort of thing?
Well, we know about that, but as far as the teachings are concerned.
Okay, so like the idea of higher truths or noble pursuit, the idea of the trivium and the quadrivium and the seven liberal arts and all that kind of stuff. So, that's the outer ring. That's the sort of outer wardrobe of these esoteric orders, fraternal, occult societies, however you want to, there's all kinds of terms we can use. But it's basically the idea of Western lodge traditions that are emulating the Western mystery traditions, or the mystery cults, or whatever you want to call them. Now, there is a distinction between the word cult and occult. You've made that, you've kind of gone back and forth with that yourself. And, cult is basically, a cult is a religion with no political clout, no pull in society, It's just on the way to becoming a religion, and occult practices or something else. But we can, explore that. Is something going on a break here? Or?
We'll do so when we come back.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey, and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
This is interesting. Somebody said that the Georgia Guidestones were brought to us by the Rosicrucians. You're a member of the Rosicrucians, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm a member of one order of Rosicrucians. I've heard that too, and I think it's related to the AMORC, which is the West Coast order that's an independent version of the teachings of the Rosicrucian. Of course, all these orders who claim the name Rosicrucian merely is the Order of the Rosen Cross, which is based on Christian mysticism tied in with Western tradition. And it's dealing with the Hermetics and like Neoplatonists of the first half of the first millennium and forward into the Dark Ages, Middle Ages, into the Renaissance, and into eventually the Enlightenment. You know, what people don't consider when they think about the founding fathers getting involved in Freemasonry and other occult orders and sciences is that these were all men of the Enlightenment. And at that time, you know, the Enlightenment had brought forth a lot of the teachings that had been suppressed by the Church. And so, you know, this was a way for them to connect with this greater tradition. They were trying to inspire, and I think, in the most positive way, those who were of positive intentions. Let's be clear. I want to qualify that because I think that there are those involved in that grouping of the founding fathers that are quite suspect. But the idea was to invoke this idea of America being one of those great societies like ancient Egypt, Greece, Sumer, all the way back to the beginnings of civilization. You know, using porticos and columns and pyramids and other symbols of ancient architecture to kind of invoke that in people, the feeling that we were involved in this great undertaking, you know. So that's the positive side of it. And, of course, it's connected to this idea that in all periods of world history, secret orders and societies have actually existed outside of the official, quote-unquote, churches or religions for the purpose of teaching what are considered to be, quote-unquote, the mysteries, which, for the sake of this discussion, could be defined as those things which are imparted to suitable, prepared, and qualified minds with a certain truths about human life, certain instructions about divine things, about cosmic things and universal things that have been unbroken lines of traditions of humanity going all the way back to shamanistic traditions, to the early higher thoughts of man and of humanity, and the instructions in those divine things that belong to all of us. It's our own human birthrights. And that it's connected to something we can claim that is rooted in the very, very foundations of consciousness, you know, early consciousness, and then the human nature and human destiny. And that which was undesirable to just publish to the multitude who might quite possibly and did in many occasions profane those teachings and apply the esoteric knowledge that was communicated to perverse and perhaps disastrous ends. Just look at unchecked science today, and technology, and the havoc it's wreaked on our environment, all around us. This is what happens when we let individuals just have, you know, just apply whatever knowledge is powerful, and it can be used for bad as well as good. You know, you can take a hammer out of a toolbox and build a home, a beautiful structure, or beat somebody to death with it. It's the same tool. You know, it all depends on how you're wielding. And so, you know, considering that the main reason for secrecy was an intense watchfulness, a carefulness for the stewards of the mysteries, lest the secrets, the doctrines that are tied within there find expression in the actions of people who might take that powerful, you know, insight that can be, invoked and apply it to the disastrous end. And so that's really, I think, encompasses the big deal about secrecy. Now, that secret orders is organizational. On the individual level, on the practical application, I've talked about this before. People can look at my material. They can listen to my podcast and the other appearances on other shows like Red Ice Radio and even my Free Your Mind conference lecture, which was from last year, that can be found on freemantv.com for viewing. And also the DVD is available. People can find that on freemantv.com as well as on my website, which is middlechamberfx.wordpress.com. Now, the point is that it is clearly a tool for opening the mind up to receiving symbolic, emblematic, and allegorical teaching. The way that even Chinese characters, the expression in Chinese is that a picture is worth a thousand words. Well, it turns out that's true. You know, certain signs and symbols are literally encoded and can be unpacked, and you can see it in the 22 cards, the 22 trumps of the tarot. these are the symbols of the hexagrams of the Tao Te Ching. These symbols are encoded and can actually speak to us on a level that is imperceptible on everyday means. The whole idea of substitutionary ideas, where we have a substitute, one thing for another, especially within the lodge system, there's a substitute word that we're given as a master mason. This word is a substitute because it indicates that we can only understand the shadowy aspects of the greater reality that we are involved in, because we only have the narrow bandwidth of the five senses, which limits the true greater reality that there is to experience. And so the idea of secrecy inside of these orders is to prepare the mind to actually start to unpack that knowledge and to take it on board and to apply it to a person's own thought life and behavior. So that's really what secrecy is about on a more practical level. You know?
Okay. I don't know that... That does it for me, but okay.
It never has, Bob, has it?
No, and I don't think it ever will. Although I understand the logic in some of what you say. I won't deny that. All right, well, I won't digress too much on my curmudgeon-like attitude towards this Freighter X.
I think that Freighter X has some things to say. She's been over here. No? I thought you were gesturing to me that you wanted to... No? Okay, I'm sorry. But I'll tell you, Bob,
she was flicking you off is what she was doing.
Yeah, she was like, dude, come on, really, get off of this stuff, will you? Give it up, right? You know, give up the struggle, right?
But, I said nothing of the sort.
No, but really, Bob, I understand. It's not for everybody. You know, contrary to popular belief, I am constitutionally not a joiner either. I mean, I join things out of curiosity, but I never laugh. Because I have a hard time with hierarchy and authority and having to submit and give up my sovereignty to anybody for any reason. You know, it's very difficult for me to do. So it was an exercise for me to even get involved in all this, but it was, I was really called to do that. And I see now that it was because of the work I'm doing today. It was because of what I think I'm revealing that is a different perspective of this. And that's what I've always promised. With the middle chamber of my radio show, is I promised a different perspective. And it's something that I've stuck to, and you know, Bob, for years now. And it's something that is not the usual thing. And I'm sorry if it disappoints people that I don't have these, you know, baby-killing goat rituals and all this weird stuff to talk about. I mean, I have a little bit of it, and I am fascinated by the strangeness and bizarre and horrified by the stories I've come across. But what I bring is something that is very experiential, and does have a usefulness, I think, in understanding to dispel the misinformation and disinformation, because that is always useful for anyone in the pursuit of knowledge. I mean,
fair enough. We'll open up the phone lines for the bottom part of this hour at 800-313-9443. If you have a question or comment for Freighter X or Mater X, call us 800-313-9443.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent result in contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
That's the toll-free number. If you have a question for Freighter or Mater X, call us up. Toll-free. Get out your crayon, write down this number. It's 800-313-9443. Freighter, did you see that statue that they want to put up on the Oklahoma State Capitol?
I haven't seen it yet. Tell me about it.
It's the statue of Baphomet sitting down with children on his lap.
Are you kidding me?
No, the Satanist, whatever the head Satanist group is, the Church of Satan, I guess, has petitioned to have a statue of Baphomet so that he's sitting down and you can see pictures online. I wrote an article about this last month. And they're doing this under the guise of, hey, you have your Ten Commandments and other religious statues. We want Baphomet.
Wow. Yeah, well, I mean, you know, the Church of Satan's already made inroads. They're recognized in the military, I believe. I mean, you can't, that's how much more mainstream can you get, right? I mean, we are dealing with the satanification of America. Look at our friend Mark Passio's work, our friend Freeman's work, so many vast other people have really deconstructed this, I think, in an elaborate form to just prove. I mean, it's the one thing I remember is talking to Mark Passio, our good friend who was involved in the Free Your Mind conference as well, that we haven't really talked about yet tonight, but, you know, he mentions a conversation he had once with a family member in which he basically broke down the tenets of Satanism but presented them rhetorically in the form of questions that could be construed by modern thinking people as completely okay, legitimate things to do. Like, for example, you know, exploiting anybody for your own personal gain. Or the idea that, you know, there was a survey that was taken in the 70s or 60s in which people were challenged with accomplishing a task, and the consensus that they received from the students, and the consensus received was, well, is it the morally right thing to do? And that was the limitation. And they did it again in more modern times, in the 21st century or the late 20th century, and the response from the students was, well, can I get away with it without getting caught? I mean, that's the shift. And it's this intent of selfishness and complete self-absorption and the disregard for our community of people that we are all in society with, you know, and you see it everywhere. And it's partly the discordant detachment I think we find in virtual reality that's being overlaid upon our real reality. People are just so, you know, uninvolved in everyday life anymore because they're distracted by their gadgets and their social media, right, the social network.
Yeah. Matarex, as a mother and somebody who's awake, how do you keep the, you know, I'm a new parent, and I'm always wanting to learn from people like who are experienced like you too. How do we keep our children out of that mind control, out of the programming and the television and the technology when, you know, we ourselves, my wife and I, we use the computer all the time, but at the same time, we feel like we have a double standard because we don't want the baby on it. We don't want the baby watching the YouTube videos and whatnot.
Well, you know, you can only do so much to really keep them from it. You know, we all struggle with it all. And like you just mentioned, you know, it's hard to keep them from it when you yourself sometimes even have to utilize the technology and the internet and whatever. I mean, it's just, I'd say it's more about being vigilant as to, you know, maybe I'm having a hard time putting it into words, but like try to be there for them, you know, help them to learn critical thinking by talking to them about what they're watching or being there in the room with them or, you know, not necessarily hiding the whole world from them, but also keeping what you would deem harmful away from them. I mean, you know, we watch TV, we watch movies, you know, the kids watch YouTube and stuff, and I mean, we keep on top of them. You know, and it's almost like, you know, I look back when I was a kid, we didn't even have the internet, and we played outside, and I wandered the streets, and so did Freighter, you know, I'm sure you did, you know, completely unsupervised for hours. I couldn't even think about doing that with my kids right now. I mean, there's too many pedophiles around the world, and, you know, just all the things that you hear about, like kids getting kidnapped and whatever, the human trafficking, and oh my God, you know. I don't even want to let him outside half the time. You have to, you know, eventually
you can take him to the Oklahoma City, or Oklahoma State Capitol in Oklahoma City and have him sit on Baphomet's lap.
Well, I mean, I don't know that I'd do that other than just have a weird family photo, but, you know,
I could imagine
but,
that.
You
family
know,
photo.
I might,
Jeez.
I might take them down there, you know, just to take them to Oklahoma City, you know. I mean, I don't think that I'd want to, like, say, hey, guess what? This is the site where 168 children were blown to bits, you know, before you were even born. And this is the statue that the Church of Satan wanted to put here for what? Baphomet, the children on his lap. I mean, that freaks me out.
Yeah, of course, Oklahoma City bombing, a major false flag attack for sure.
I'm going to let him ask me questions, and I'm going to tell him the truth from my own perspective, from as I understand it, you know. I'm not going to, you know, show them all the blood and guts, but I'm also not going to lie to them. And I think being honest...
Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, being honest with your children, you know, to a degree, you know, we all have to temper what we say to them. But, you know, just not necessarily being their friend, but being there for them.
Right.
And not. Yeah, exactly.
I wondered, Frederick, do the older children, do they ask you about your affiliations with these groups?
You know, there's two things I want to talk about, especially with the older kids. As far as the affiliations with groups, from their perspective, they see them as, you know, positive civic organizations. You know, there's a lot of different activities and things that I used to be more
involved. Little do they know.
Yeah, right. Little do they know what lurks behind the curtains, right? But, you know, the fact of the matter is that they're not really interested in, you know, it's just like all kids, that they're a little bit, you know, just interested by anything their parents are involved in. We're way uncool, man. You know, I remember some listeners of my show came out to visit me in Massachusetts and took me and my oldest son out to dinner because they lived in the Boston area and I was on Cape Cod. And we were sitting there at the table with this couple who were talking to us, and the woman is asking my oldest, my 15-year-old, wow, what's it like to be, you know, Frater X's son, and isn't it amazing and all this stuff? What do you think about 9/11? What do you think about... And my son was just like, whatever. He's like, yeah, right, it's boring and lame. Just like any kid that's 15 would say about their parents, you know, like in our American culture anyway. And that brings up the point you were talking about with Maderex, who, by the way, just had a little phone issue. She'll be back on in a moment, but she's not on the line right now. So, but one of the things you're talking about is exposing your children to our culture. Where do you draw the line, Bob? I mean, we can't even, you and I, protect our own brains from the possible, you know, frequency vibrational transmissions that are coming at us. I mean, we download malware into our computers, you know, antivirus protection, and then malware gets in there anyways. And so, we can't even protect our own brains from what's possibly being, you know, I mean, that maybe it sounds tinfoil hat to everybody, but it's out there. You know, we can do the figures and talk about the frequency vibrations that are all around us. So that's on the electronic level. That's on the, you know, molecular level. But let's talk about the effects of mother culture in the everyday web of communication that's shared by all of us in our society. When we walk around throwing out civic mythology left and right, and, you know, like colloquialisms about the way things are and world vision and, you know, the place of America and all this.
We'll continue to get into that stuff in our last segment coming up in just seconds, and we'll try to squeeze in a few phone calls as well. 800-313-9443.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. Shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
Our guest tonight has been Mater and Freighter X. Freighter X is the author of an upcoming novel that's just about to be released, The Secret War Inside Freemasonry. It takes a look at a lot of different topics, some of which we've barely touched on tonight with our broadcast and interview with Freighter X. Freighter X, I'm sure they can find it at your website, which is?
Well, first of all, let me just say that they should go to thesyncbook.com, who are the publishers. Syncbook Press is publishing The Secret War Inside Freemasonry. My website is Middle Chamber, the letters FX, like Freighter X, .wordpress.com. You can also go to freemantv.com, where you'll find the constantly updated, now growing, re-edited and reduxed, if you will, archives of the Middle Chamber from the first 3 years at American Freedom Radio, which is now defunct, And we are moving to Synchronicity Radio Network, which is where you'll find the Middle Chamber, hopefully, you know, the end of this month or the beginning of next month. I mean, it's not totally official, but I've already talked to the network, and they're excited about it. And we have to have, I guess, you know, one more final meeting to kind of cross all the T's and dot all the I's, so to speak, virtually. But, in fact, it's looking pretty good. If we don't, you know, if we don't do that, we're also going to be affiliated, simulcasting through iTunes, Apple TV, Shoutcast, through Roku, the Roku network, as well as Bunker TV, Freeman TV, Anomalies TV, Dark Universe, Conspiracy HQ. All of these networks will be simulcasting the Middle Chamber, which will be hopefully, you know, we'll do at least one or two guests a month, and it'll be a podcast that'll be Saturday nights, 9 p.m. Central. So when all your listeners are taking a night off from the Bob Tuscan Show, because you don't broadcast on Saturday nights, do you?
I do not, believe it or
yeah,
not.
Yeah, they can mosey on over to the Middle Chamber and check out what we're doing in the same time slot from 9 to midnight, probably. And we're really excited about that. And like you said, we got the book. We also have a couple articles. One of them is in Paranoia Magazine. They can check out from issue 57.
Oh, Fader, don't bring them up.
Pardon me?
Don't bring them up, please.
Okay.
Please. I'm paranoid.
Anyway. So anyways, yeah, you know, the Secret War on Human Consciousness article I wrote in the winter issues there, and I'll be doing another issue, an article for them called Fallen Angels, Dark Cult of Mystics in America in the Future. So that's going to be
interesting. That was hilarious. Yeah. You're like, what? Paranoia Magazine.
Yeah, Paranoia, buddy.
That was awesome.
Conspiracy reader, man, you know? So anyways.
Hey, what do you say we take a phone call or two before we close for tonight?
Sounds good. Let's try it out.
All right, let's try this. Can we do this? We have Jan in Texas. Hello, Jan.
Hi, Bob. Hi, wonderful guests. I have really thoroughly enjoyed your show. I just have a few quick comments. My grandfather was a Rosicrucian. My father was a Mason. Both worked for Standard Oil, and my mother was also a Job's daughter. I do know that when I became a teenager, my mother would not let me be alone with my grandfather. And I just wondered if you had some comments, because I've been very curious for a very long time.
What, was that in fear, Jan, of him molesting you?
I believe so. I kind of figured that out when I was a teenager, that he'd be visiting. And she'd say, don't come home from school until you know I'm home.
I think you would be naive not to recognize an element of pedophilia amongst these groups. And I know this exists amongst many groups, but I've heard firsthand accounts of these networks either circumventing this truth getting out or protecting pedophiles, just like the Vatican and others. Frederick,
sure.
Do you want to comment on that?
Well, you know, I mean, while I have to agree there are plenty of dark stories out there with regards to individuals involved in these orders, we can't say, logically speaking, we can't, you know, indict the order for the individual. I mean, you can look at so many organizations in the world, in human societies, that have individuals that are sick and twisted, that do really bad things. Now, orders that have youth organizations attached to them are obviously going to attract individuals who prey upon children. I mean, you find it in all of the Boys and Girls Club, but Cub Scouts, you know, I mean, you go across the board, 4-H Club, it's over and over again, church youth organizations across the board, you're going to find the same characters coming forward. It's so unfortunate. I mean, believe me, I'm a father of four children. It's inconscionable or unthinkable. I mean, to consider that. And you know, my children are not involved in any of the youth organizations, and honestly, part of the reason is because of our apprehension with the possibility of exposing them to that kind of stuff. So I completely relate and can understand anyone's apprehension, but I wouldn't exclusively hold, you know, just the fraternal orders that are connected to Freemasonry accountable.
Okay, thank you. I just you answered my question. I appreciate that.
Thank you so much
for
sharing.
I appreciate you sharing that with us. Sounds
yeah,
like
thank
you have
so much.
Quite the family tree. Fredericks, did this run in your family? Is this something you got from your family?
Well, it turns out that the man who raised me, my stepfather, who adopted me when I was young, he came from a Pennsylvania family that had a long line of Scottish Rite Freemasons involved. He lived in a nice little suburban community outside of Philadelphia. And so there is his line, which influenced my involvement in the orders. But at first I was very apprehensive when he joined in the 90s when I was in college. And that's kind of what got me on the road of investigating the Freemasons, was because of his, you know, joining up. But he quit really soon after joining because the lodge he joined had some pretty sketchy characters that did some kind of underhanded business dealings that he got firsthand wind of. And as a person that felt like he had really strong business ethics, he, you know, distanced himself from the lodge and kind of like resigned and gave it all up. He still considered the positive tenets to be useful, but he, like anyone else, myself included, knows that a person can find all the positive aspects that we've talked about tonight within Freemasonry can be found elsewhere. Not everybody, I'm not at all trying to recruit listeners to join Freemasonry while we're talking about this. I'm merely expressing my experiences within and what I've found and what led me to it and what I encountered, just to make that clear to everybody. But so, yeah,
last quick question here. I want to fit this in. Somebody wants me to ask you about the Order of Jesters.
The Order of Jesters?
The Order of the Jesters, yeah.
Yeah, they're connected to the Shrine, I believe. And these are another sub-order connected to the Concordant Body, which is known as the Ancient Noble Order of the Shrine, which was started in the 19th century. The Shrine was formed by members of both the York Rite and the Scottish Rite, supposedly under the auspices of forming a fraternal order in which these two... Now, this is interesting. This is telling in regards to my main thesis of the secret war inside Freemasonry. They formed the Shrine to try to foster and instill a greater sense of fraternity between the two rites, the York Rite and the Scottish Rite. And originally, you had to be a member of one or the other or both in order to join the Shrine. Now, you don't have to be. You barely have to be a Master Mason to join the Shrine. And anybody who knows, the Orders of the Jesters, as well as several other small orders within the Shrine, have all been subject to so many controversial issues. Maderex herself, early on in my involvement in the Masons, brought to me several stories involving very controversial news articles about really indecent activities involving Shrine members on conventions and other, you know, junkets in which people were, you know, involved in prostitution and all kinds of really sketchy things that really didn't reflect the kind of virtuous stance that we're supposed to be seeing in these fraternal orders. And a lot of times, if you look in the news articles, you find members of the Shrine involved. One thing I can say about the Shrine is, inside the Shrine, they serve alcohol. They have a bar. That's very unique. No other...
Interesting. It's like the Elks Lodge or something like that. All right, guys. Thank you both for coming on tonight, Frater and Mater X.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find